You know, they have apps for like 9 million things. They now have apps for an Ontario PC, a party member. We'll talk about the ramifications of politicians everywhere in our lives soon.
This is the Morning News with Bruce Canyon on AM 770 CHQR.
617, joined now by Jeremy Hexham, best described as a political web junkie, here to talk about the political app. Hi, Jeremy. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm
okay,
here.
Okay. You've heard about this. It's an Ontario PC. Somebody has created their own app for the iPhone. Is that right?
Yes. Tim Hiddick, the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario, is the first leader, political leader in Canada to have his own application for the iPhone. And sounds like it's a great way to get involved and get more young people involved in politics, but also to really, you know, be able to do more things with politics. You know, you can do surveys and polls, and you can find out where people are, and you can really engage more. You can, you know, news releases can be sent to them, and videos, and emails, and SSM text messaging, and Twitter following.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is he going to charge people for this, or is this a free app? Because it better be free.
From what I can tell, it is free. But, you know, for a couple of dollars to download this information, it might be worth it.
Yeah, maybe to you, Jeremy, but to the average person,
yeah.
And I don't see very much change in the percentage of people that vote in this country, and we've had Facebook up and running now, and email, and Twitters, and now these apps. I don't know if we're getting to new people, or interesting, or you know, if we're getting those uninterested voters interested through this, you know, new technology.
And I would agree with you entirely, Bruce. The other issue is this is with iPhones. Now, I don't know about you, but, I mean, I have maybe 10% of my friends have iPhones, 50% of them have Blackberries, and 10% of them have other types of smartphones. So these applications may be wonderful, but, you know, how do you reach to other people? And who are the people who have iPhones? It's a specific demographic. And to be honest, the specific demographic is not the same demographic that actually votes.
That's the whole key here. It's one thing to arm everybody with all this technology. It's another key, you know, question is, are they going to get interested in politics?
Yeah.
Maybe this is a step in the right direction, I would think. So what's he going to do with his app? Just, like, send out messages and stuff?
Well, you can also do polling and surveys and find out where people are and get updates to people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very interesting what they're doing with it and what it can do and what it can be used within the future. And I mean, let's give them credit. The Liberals have an iPhone app, and so does the White House. But for political organizations, that's all I can find so far. Hmm. So it's more how it's going to be developed in the future.
Yeah, I mean, down the road. Well, I guess if we can get even 5 more kids interested in politics, then we've accomplished something.
Yeah, exactly.
With an app, you know.
But I mean, at least he's getting out there. He's showing
it.
And there's a perception that if you're getting involved in this sort of technology, you're interested in it. And you're interested in hearing what people have to say. And I think there'll be the press. And, you know, people read the press, and the more press you can get, the more people might get interested in it. I know. And,
okay.
And you never know. Down the road, maybe we can start voting with the iPhone, and
wow,
that'll get more the voting numbers up.
That would be fantastic, but we've been talking about that for a long time now, and it hasn't really materialized.
And I think we'll be talking about it for a long time to come, too.
I do, too. Jeremy, appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Jeremy Hexham, our Calgarian, who's best described as a political web junkie. He follows all of that sort of thing.